Ever wonder what Australian women listen to when walking alone at night?
If those chilling sounds aren't familiar to you, the hope is now that you might have a better understanding of what it's like to walk in the shoes of a woman at night. The organisation behind the audio is Plan International Australia, and CEO Suzanne Legina joins me now in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
What influenced the design and accuracy of that piece of soundscaping?
It was based off some work that we had done with some young women in Melbourne and in Sydney who had created a small piece of audio that we'd used with city councillors and police to take them on a walk around the city and to try to give them sort of an experience of what it might be like. And then ad agency Cummins & Partners approached us to say, could we scale that idea and partner with someone like Spotify to create audio that might target young men and men who could perhaps in listening to it have a better idea of what it might be like to be a woman and walking around at night feeling unsafe.
So practically, how does mapping dangerous areas for women then translate into a piece of audio?
Yeah, so what we did with our research, Unsafe in the City, was we created a crowdsourced mapping tool where people could put a pin in parts of the city where they felt safe or unsafe. And they also could add in a small bit of text that told us the story of what happened there to them. And so it's that combination of data that we collected about the kinds of things happening every day, the catcalling, people calling out things, touching you, exposing themselves, all this daily kind of harassment that people are experiencing is kind of what fed into how would we create that in a realistic way in some audio.
And you don't just want people to listen to this, you know, in the comfort of their own home in a safe environment. You want them to listen to it while they're out and about at night. Why?
I just think what we're trying to say is you're probably listening to your Spotify when you're making that commute on the way home on the train or the tram or the bus or going to your car in the car park. These are the kinds of situations that women are operating in every day and changing their behaviour every single day. And anyone who talks to a woman will know that that's what they do. What we discovered was that a whole lot of really well-meaning men had absolutely no idea that women take such steps to keep themselves safe. So this is designed to just give you even temporarily that experience.
It's interesting you say that you found that so few men knew, because a lot of men, not all men, but a lot of men hang out with women, either as partners or daughters or mothers. Mm. You know, women are in their lives. Aren't women telling them these stories?
You'd be surprised how little people are telling them. In that data mapping that we did, a large proportion of people told us that they never disclosed that information. They didn't report serious assaults to the police, and they rarely had spoken even to their parents or their friends about it. They had kind of internalised that this is normal behaviour to expect, and so they couldn't see the value in raising it and telling someone about it. So if men aren't asking them, they may not be sharing that information, and you'd be surprised how many people, when they start to talk about it, what it unleashes in terms of what people have experienced and lived through.
On your website, you've got a list of tips aimed at men about how they can modify their behaviour around women at night to help them feel safer, to, you know, create a safer environment for women. What kind of tips does it include?
So it's kinds of things like keep your distance. Don't, if you hop onto a train carriage and there are lots of seats available, perhaps don't choose the one that sits yourself right down next to, you know, the one woman in the carriage. It's practical things like don't run up behind someone, or if you get off the train, perhaps walk in front of women so that they can keep their eyes on you. It's practical things like don't stare. Don't call out. You know, no one really does think that catcalling is a compliment. That's just like news to you. Keep your mates in line. If your friends are behaving in a way that's intimidating or could be perceived that way, tell them to pull their head in. And things like be an active bystander. If you see something going down that you feel uncomfortable about, you can offer support to that person. You can seek help. You can sometimes, I've seen this happen, men can just insert themselves into the space and just by doing so automatically create a safer environment.
How do you respond to those who might say it's condescending to tell people how to act?
what we found when we released this research was that lots of men are very supportive of the girls and young women in their lives, and they want to do something, but a lot of them told us they don't know what to do. And in fact, a lot of the reported harassment that came up through the research, there were a number of people, it occurred in front of others, and people didn't act. And we think that's probably because they didn't know what to do. So this is just a way to create that conversation in our culture about the small things you can do in your behaviour to create a safer environment, a safer city for girls and young women.
So we want women to reclaim the night, to be part of the night. I mean, you know, want women to lock themselves up. It's a ridiculous situation that if 50% of the population can't participate in the nighttime, women should be able to walk wherever they want. Is this still the end goal, even though this audio and your mapping technology shows us that many women feel very unsafe at night?
Yeah, I mean, without doubt, what women are telling us is that they are changing their behaviour and they're opting out of public life. They're going home straight after uni. They're not going to the gym. Sometimes if things occur, they never return to that place. I mean, it seems unusual, but in 2019, we still have a situation where people don't feel they have the same right to the same public spaces as their male colleagues and friends, and that's all they're wanting. What this does is flip that to say, okay, women, instead of women having to always mind their own behaviour to keep themselves safe, what can the other half of the population do to also be contributing to creating a safer space for everyone?
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Suzanne Legina is the CEO of Plan International Australia. What do you make of the audio and, I suppose, the broader project asking men to think about their behaviour in public space?